Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Mary, long time no see. You guys, we've got something special for you next week that we did this morning. You're gonna love it.
It was so fun. It was hot, hot, hot,
hot.
Like in the month of March, hot.
Yes, it was whoo-hoo-ee, you know, even though it's cold right
now. I'll never forget the time that Courtney and I went to Las Vegas.
Relax.
In the casino. She learned to play craps, and she thought she was a Michael Scott at the craps table, yelling, hot, hot, hot.
Well, the table was hot. Sorry, I wrote a song.
That was a very fun trip.
So. That was very, that was like almost a year ago, man. Man,
we got to get together.
We do. And I also want to thank everybody. I know we're a day late. Listen, I had tickets to Harry Styles. I could not give that up.
Absolutely not.
I couldn't. I had to go. My friend had gotten us the tickets. We did not know where we were sitting until we picked them up from the box office. 10th row.
Amazing.
10th row. I was like, huh. I had like a, I had bought like this cute, my friend like Saf, she wore this really cute, like long sleeve, like strawberry shirt with, you know, like pink heart glasses. I had like a cherry corset top. Ooh, and then I
see.
And yeah, it was a really great place to pick up a boyfriend, let me tell you. and then like I'd gotten us all boas.
Fun.
And then I had a fringe jacket on. But it was like so great because, okay, clearly. So, like, yes.
Just I don't know that much about Harold. Yes. But I know he has that watermelon sugar high song.
Correct.
So was that like a spoof on it, wearing all those fruit?
Well, no. So he has a song that's called Cherry.
Oh, how does that?
And then he doesn't play that one. It's a slow one. And then in Watermelon Sugar High, he also says, "Tastes like strawberries."
Oh, you're right. That's how it opens.
Yep. Yep. So
on a summer evening.
I mean, honestly, it's like the concert's right here.
I'm getting ready for a choir.
But no, but it's like,
I get missing a church hymn. I get it.
God is an awesome God. He reigns from
that's Christian.
What?
That's Christian.
Well, hers is non-denominational.
I know.
Ex-Mormon. So, geez, I didn't know we were gatekeeping which religion we were allowed to sing songs from.
I'll have taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I love an Ave Maria. Love.
Man. What about Away in a Manger? Remember when Melissa Gorga, you guys changed and she's like, what did she say? She's like a wretched whore like me. When she's singing Amazing Grace. Melissa Gorga got the lyrics so badly wrong. Do you not remember?
It's also funny. Like they clearly picked Star Spangled Banner because it's
royalty free.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the happy birthday of Candace.
Wait, who's doing Star Spangled Banner?
Whitney and Angie.
No, they were doing When the Saints Come Marching In.
Oh, I guess it was like some patriotic
song. I mean, same thing. Why were they doing a dance? I was unaware that choir had dances.
When the Saints go marching in. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Either way, regardless, they were all singing songs that you were allowed to sing on television.
Yeah.
We'll get there. We'll get there. But so like the funny thing about Harry Styles, right, is like, first off, I'd say it skews female and I'd say it skews YA. And I'm just slightly out of that demographic, slightly.
Okay.
It's okay. But so, you know,
so you're felt old.
No.
Oh,
no. I was living my best life. I was like, I have this in common with all these kids.
Okay.
Look at us. Sure. But so when you're like watching, so he has this pit, right? I mean, people go, they camp out. Like it is. I don't even know
where he's going to go next.
And then they know, right? So you're like watching and you watch the gaggle of girls run from one set because his stage is right in the center. And then he has two walkways on each side of it. So he performs some here, some there. And you just watch the girls run. So like everyone, so we're like, okay, get ready. Like Harry's going to be on this side. Because like, he wanted to like film a little. You guys, since I've upgraded to an iPhone 13, camera quality, 5 stars. Who knew? Yeah. Who knew?
It was time.
Who knew?
It was time.
I know, but it just was like, the videos are so great. So I'd like watch, like, okay, I can like record this part because I know he's going to be on this side. Then you'd watch him run to the other side. They're doing like the electric slide. It plays like, it is a whole thing. And it's great. And look, was he losing his voice? Yes.
Yeah, he's tired.
Did he have a goofy ass outfit? Yeah, he was wearing like these brown leather pants and this. Now listen, his whole tour is sponsored by Gucci.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a Gucci spokesman. And he's wearing like this like sequin pink and blue with like a big white collar. But he pulls it off so well.
It's always interesting to me like that Gucci's sponsoring him because I'm like, how many people from that concert are going to be able to afford Gucci because Harry Styles wore it?
Well, none of us can afford anything because we spent all the money on the tickets for the concert.
I know. I mean, Gucci sliders, because I looked into maybe.
Gucci slides. Like, Lala knows about those. She got hers taken away and she never recovered.
They're like $900.
I mean, I think that they're just, and I mean, like he's like a spokesman for them in general.
No, I know, but.
And maybe you go buy Gucci perfume.
How much does that cost?
I don't know. I don't own it. I'm allergic to perfume. Mm. So I just take, when people give me perfume, that I'll put that
you
on.
You lied sometimes. To someone earlier today.
No. I wear perfume here and there. And I could smell it, but then it stuffs me up so bad, and then listen. I can't breathe. I cannot breathe.
To figure that out.
It's not that I don't. I'm just saying, I don't. I'm saying I just can't wear it. I don't go searching for perfumes because it's like I walk in the section. I'm like, gotta go. Anyways, it was a fantastic concert, and even though he was losing his voice, he put on a show. And the thing is, you walk away thinking, I could have a chance with Harry Styles. And the answer is no, you could not ever. But you walk away and you go,
how old is he?
I believe he is, I'm going to tell you from Google. I want to say 29 in my head. Which is
with him and Olivia's age difference.
I don't know how old he is.
I feel like 17.
He's 28.
Okay, look up hers. I feel like, why is no,
she's like
17?
A little older. She's a little older than us. She's 38. 10 year difference. Yeah. Mary's really trying. If you thought Olivia Stiles was like Karen Huger over here, like he's 28, she's like 50.
I don't know people's ages anymore at all.
I still think I could pass for, like, there's like this TikTok trend. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's this TikTok trend where people
Almond Mom.
Oh, Yolanda?
Yeah, but like then I went on to Almond Mom and
oh, it's a hashtag.
Oh, the Almond Moms. Oh. And about all the moms that dieted and you growing up and not on a diet.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's basically just anyone that grew up in the 90s. But anyway,
are you enjoying TikTok? Are you in?
No, okay. I haven't hit the algorithm yet.
Okay, I think I need to send you some. I to, go like, change there up your FYP.
To learn.
Okay,
so for instance, I need to tie dye, 45 shirts tomorrow. So I went to TikTok to watch a couple videos.
Okay, I could teach you some if you need to.
Tie dye?
Yeah, I know how.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow.
Okay. But so there's this trend on TikTok that's like basically saying like, I look good for my age. You'll never guess how old I am. And then they'll like put their age. And then people are relentless in the comments. Like they'll be like, oh, I'm only 40, like, or I'm 42. And they think they look like they're 25. Yeah. People are like, no, you look your age. Oh, I would have said older. Like they're just, I mean, do not put a video on unless you think you're going to get trolled, okay? Because Shaw Exposed is coming for you. And the account is still active, you guys.
What is Angie's husband's name? Mr. That Harrington?
That fucking elf on a shelf. Harrington.
Which also, you got flagged today, which I bet who flagged you was Shaw Exposed, who's Angie Harrington's husband.
Okay, now listen. His name's Chris. Okay. Now, when I went to post it, it said, FYI, this is not a great phrase. Like, it's kind of gave me a warning.
Gives you a warning.
But I was like, I am just quoting one Jennifer Shaw.
Wait, that's interesting because my friend, she tried to post, like, I did a post that said, it's Britney, bitch. Uh-huh. And she wasn't allowed to post hers, but I was. Maybe because I had a comma. It was a direct quote.
It's all about GSP over
it's
there.
Britney, grammar, spelling, punctuation. Bitch.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
So it flags that. Why did it flag it?
I think it's because it's like it could be considered hate speech. Like I've tried to like comment like how am I doing? Not well, bitch. And it's like you can't post it. Ugh, it's like it's a direct quote from our Lord and Savior Dorinda.
Yeah, interesting.
You know.
Okay.
I don't know where.
But
I was
you
going
reposted
with
it again.
But then I just reposted it, and I it's fine because it still needed to be talked about.
That, absolutely.
That fat fucking elf on a shelf. You guys, I am so sad. Jennifer Shaw is quality television. Horrible human. Like maybe she should just have her house arrest, but still be able to film in her house with the aliens.
She's going to get more than house arrest. But I mean, she's basically obviously. After the reunion, like we'll never see her again.
I don't think she'll be invited to the reunion.
What? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah,
no, I think that will be the last of it.
Shall we predict now?
Yeah, Shaw at the reunion.
Shaw not at the reunion.
Yeah,
I just don't think so. I think she
we got one winner
Bravo.
Here.
She wasn't invited to BravoCon. She's not coming to the reunion
because I don't think they wanted her to reveal too much
We'll see.
Until the reunion. I don't think she'll be there.
I feel like the season's flying by.
Yeah. What? Are we on episode 4?
I don't know. I just feel like
5, 6.
Passing by so quickly. We'll get there. Let's chat some. So, you know, the season of Beverly Hills ended, but the women did not. Diana's like, hey, guys, I know I wasn't on the reunion, but I still need to make a few splashes. I just wanted to let you know I called Radar Online and I put out a really good article about myself about how I've identified the bots, which if you guys read the article, she has not identified the bot. She's identified
the entity.
One Instagram account that made a bad comment. And she's found an IP address in Northern California.
Could be me.
Are you queen of the tea?
Could be me.
She's not saying it's not her. She's not saying it's not her either. What if they came like knocking on your door and they're like, Diana Jenkins sent us.
I'd have nothing to be scared of. I can barely use the internet.
You'd be like, this I know. And they'd be like, so you say. You're like, this I know. So then Garcelle was at the Glamour Woman of the Year Awards. It's hello, Garcelle. And they asked her about it. And she's like, oh, I don't care about that investigation.
I love how she's just like shutting it down. Oh, Diana, who? Sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh,
we're not talking about her. Yeah. Like she's like, I'm doing my own. Like, because Diana's clearly doing this. People are like,
something up.
People are like, oh, she's like, oh, look at her. She's like really going out of her way. I'm like, no, she's doing this to like be like a, no, I think like be more of a savior here of like, look what I've done. Because if she wanted to help, she would be team with Garcelle or talk to Garcelle off camera.
I have the money and I have the lawyers.
Mm-hmm. She's also suing. So if you ever read like Crazy Days and Nights, which is, I used to like, when I worked in PR, I used to like live on these blind websites, you know, where it'd dangle. It's kind of like a Dumois for in the 90s. No, I will not say 90s.
In
I'm
the 2000s.
Sorry, in the aughts, if you will. Yeah. Where they did like these blind items, right? Like
this is
OG
like
Dumois.
This is when we were reading Us Weekly like and
Perez
getting
Hilton.
That Perez Hilton was like getting news quickly.
Like daily. You would refresh that. I could remember like just refreshing and there'd be something, you know.
Breatheheavy.com.
Breatheheavy.com. You could have been a moderator on that. You're on it so often.
I'll just never forget when one day I was driving across the Golden Gate Bridge and I was genuinely concerned, like Brittany was going to die. And I was like, this has gone too far. Why am I sitting alone in a car by myself?
Thinking about Brittany change? Spears so oh, much? I was like, oh, were you going to go save her?
I was like, I think I need to get off the website.
You need to go touch some grass.
Exactly. Yeah,
just have that fresh air. Yeah. But yeah, she's also, Diana's suing NT for defamation of character because of all the alleged things that have been talked about, which will be interesting.
She's just—it's so scary because, like, it's like a Bethany, like trying to shut up these people that don't really have money to defend themselves. It's kind of scary for people like us.
No, we always say alleged.
Alleged. Everything's alleged. We never. Nothing's factual on here, guys.
No, except for things that we might say are factual, even though they're not. Everything's alleged. Okay, never believe us on anything unless you want to, and that's totally fine. Because we've also heard that Beverly Hills. And also Garcelle cracked me up on this too. So it looks like they're not going to start filming until early 2023.
They're probably trying to figure out what to do with the cast.
I also think that the cast does not want to film around the holidays. They never did. And then COVID pushed their filming schedule back.
That's very true. And I can appreciate that, wanting to have your own sacred holiday time without working. I can understand that.
I mean, Jersey, we usually get Christmas. We got sprinkle cookies. We've had Thanksgivings.
I love the holidays. I loved Hanukkah last year.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's, I could just see, we all need a little bit of a break from this.
But coming out tomorrow, tonight, is the Umansky's agency show called Selling LA?
Buying Beverly Hills.
Buying Beverly Hills.
I believe
it's on Netflix tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yep. Are you going to be watching?
Yes.
You love these type of shows. You also love Mo.
I'm really excited. I would like us to do a deep dive of one episode.
Oh, okay. I guess at some point in our life. I'll see.
We have so much extra time.
Yeah, I'll see what I could do. I'm sure I'll like check it out. I love a familiar face. It's interesting that there's not a lot of promotion around it.
Teddy was at the party last night.
Like I said, it's interesting that there's not a lot of promotion around it. Okay, I want to talk a few things, you guys. We said
about how we're psychic.
Now, people are like, well, they were also spotted together at BravoCon. Okay, well, I didn't know I wasn't there. Okay, so I'm still pretending I'm a psychic. But we said, could Maya and Kwame be back together?
But I think he put her in the backseat. So I don't know if I'd like this.
The backseat of what? A car?
I just feel like an Uber? he cared more about his career than Maya. And she was always a co-pilot to his life. And I don't think that's fair.
People change. We just want Maya to be happy. If Maya's happy, then we're happy. That's how I feel. So she posted stories basically like yesterday from his new restaurant. Congratulating her, Sierra went out to go celebrate. And then we had a few jurors that sent us some photos of them. And they were very, I mean, it was cute. So like at BravoCon, I don't know if people saw, because I just saw this, but they had like almost like Walk of Fame of every Bravo celebrity's name, but it was like in the Bravo quote bubble.
Yeah.
And so he was like, a juror sent like him taking her picture next to her quote bubble, cute. Which I thought is sweet. You know what? Again, if they're happy. It's also very interesting because last week after Winter House, Paige and Amanda were on Watch What Happens Live. And Andy asked them, like, who's the rudest of your castmates? And they did
Lindsay.
So first off, they didn't say anyone. Andy said Lindsay and Amanda nodded. And then she expanded a little bit, kind of like basically like when she's caught off guard, she's rude.
Well, Lindsay was activated. Okay.
She sure was. She posted like 15 stories from her at Loverboy events being like,
well, and I get it. It's like, they're coming to see all those stars that she's been promoting and does not work for Loverboy, got paid $0.
I think what Amanda was saying was like, she's kind of caught off guard. Like if I saw her in the street, it was like, Lindsay, like she might be like, oh, like rude in that sense. But I'm also like, first off, even Paige said like, you are getting a text tonight. Like I wouldn't have said that, like that kind of thing. Right. And I'm like, I need someone put me in the freaking group chat. I need to know what happens when these things happen. Okay. But I'm like, do we put too much pressure? And I say celebs, but also this encompasses Bravo celebs, reality stars, because I actually think reality stars to the normal person seem like they're more
approachable.
Yeah. In reach, I guess. Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, if somebody like came up to you and was like, you're like, let's just say you got off like a really bad phone call or something, came up to you and they're like, can I have a picture? And you're like,
no, get away from me.
Yeah. Like you're just throwing off your game. But I've just found it interesting. And I'm like, ooh, we've started something else. And it just seems like Lindsay's always kind of the easy go-to when you.
But why is that the common theme?
Because she's like the easy target. I don't know. Why are
her and Danielle not friends?
I don't know. I think we'll find out this upcoming season of Summer House.
Yeah.
Now, I think that there's someone that's filming also that you're a little jealous of and wish you could be on those egg carton walls.
But they're not in Puerto Vallarta. They're in Cancun. And Vicky is with the gals trying to save the season, apparently, because I'm guessing it's not great.
The Trace Amigas had to bring her in. Shannon's probably wearing her white pants with her crotchless Spanx, getting in a jacuzzi.
I still don't understand how you actually pee in those and how that doesn't get everywhere.
I don't own the like crotchless ones.
I actually own them, but I've never tried. I don't know why I bought them.
I think you should try.
I don't want to experiment.
You know, like the period commercials where they use blue water?
How do you get it out? I just don't understand.
Maybe a little shake. Positioning, a little like legs out, squatting down. I don't know.
Seems easier to pull it down.
Okay.
I don't.
I pull it down. Like if I'm going to wear Spanx, I'm pulling it down because I don't have the crotchless one. So I get it. Tell me how your Halloween was.
Oh, I went to a place called High Tops in the Castro. It's a sports bar, and we are all different Britneys, and I posted about it.
I loved your costume. You were Baby One More Time, Britney Spears with the basketball.
Yes. There was an Oops, I Did It Again. There was a schoolgirl. There was an umbrella Britney with a shaved head. There's Britney right now that wore a bodysuit that had emojis on it. There was a circus Britney.
I saw the Canadian tuxedo, like the jean outfit Britney.
With JT. And my friend actually made that.
Wow.
And then
some people were wondering who Michael was.
He was Kevin Federline.
Right. It was.
He was holding a Chimp Cheetos and Starbucks for Britney and a fedora and these really ugly jeans. And he was wearing.
The jeans did really complete the look. It was like a nice flare jean.
They were awful.
Yeah.
And what are those called?
Those boots that guys wear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. It's on the tip of my tongue.
The kind of construction boots.
Timberlands. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the hiking boots.
Yeah. Love it.
Hiking boots.
Hiking boots?
Those are not hiking boots. I don't think you hike in those.
I don't know. Sorry. Well, Bravo Loves also came out in full force in some Halloween costumes. Now, Ashley from Potomac posted a really funny video of her basically recreating all these horrible looks that the Potomac women have done, including herself in that ridiculous curly wig that she had worn when she was like very pregnant. She won for me. We had a lot of VPR costumes. We had my friends were actually at a concert and they're like, I turned around and I didn't realize that it was Ariana dressed in a Sailor Moon costume with her and Tom Sandoval. And then they had a group of people with them Sunday night. So it was like Raquel.
What concert?
St. Lucia.
Don't know it.
Great band. But then also like, you know, Brock, Sheena and Summer, they did Monsters, Inc. They did the Flintstones. Brittany, please stop. Brittany did the mask. Oh.
I didn't mind that. I think that's funny. That's creative. She could get into character. Her teeth kind of fit it.
Oh,
that didn't even mean that as a joke.
This is like Jax came as like the Riddler.
I don't, you know what? Be whoever you want to be on Halloween. I mean, Heidi Klum was a worm.
It is so disturbing. I can't, and yet I cannot look away from it.
I can't look away. Scary. Kim Kardashian went to a party, thinking it was a Halloween party, dressed in this like blue,
Mystique
like
I don't, from X-Men. It wasn't a Halloween party.
Yes. Dress up for Halloween. It wasn't Halloween party.
Stop.
It was a birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the best too is she posted it, but then she posted it with like Avengers music.
Kim.
Not to be like a nerd.
I didn't know who she was. So.
Jennifer Lawrence once played that character. Rebecca Romijn, if you want to go old school too. Ew, am I like a comic book person and I know these things? I've even seen the movies. I have not seen those movies. I just know.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah. And then Rebecca Romijn, she's married to Jerry O'Connell. Jerry O'Connell had that show Play by Play on Bravo. It was very fastly canceled. And now we're back on Bravo.
Full circle.
Now we kind of haven't fully talked Winter House. We talked about the premiere, but do we want to talk a little bit about Winter House? Because the Toms show up this week. Austin arrived last week. Like the house seems to be relatively complete.
The Toms are a complete value add.
That was your text to me.
Obsessed. I love them. Like, I love that they're so secure and they're just like, we'll just share a bed. Not a big deal. Like, hop on in, you know.
Tom brought his trumpet. We hadn't seen that bad boy in a while. Thank God he brought it.
I feel like they needed this change of pace, this energy, and this shift because, you know, Austin is on the apology tour, is trying to, like, be nice to Sierra, trying to regain his
righting his wrongs, if you will,
completely. Then Paige is dying in the house. She wants to leave. She is being manipulated by Craig, I feel like.
It's very hard. Like, this season has done zero for, coming off of Southern Charm and coming right into this has done, like, Craig was actually towards the end of the reunion in Southern Charm. And because I think it was filmed after all of this, right, is I think kind of realized that he said something like, I got to like kind of slow down on my drinking and like reevaluate these things. But like he still has another season of another show that's already filmed of his like horrible behavior.
Paying off friends to get well, rooms.
Just, he just keeps
not
trashing
cleaning up. Embarrassing.
Breaking glass.
And Paige feeling not comfortable enough to admit that he's killing her slowly. I feel bad for her.
When he was like, do I annoy you? And she's like, no, not at all. Now, I think she also said last, like on Watch What Happens Live, like come summer house, I put him more in his place. Like this is the first time they've spent this much time together. I think they're figuring out. I have to wonder, like when she's like,
push it down.
When she's like, can you like go wash your face and like brush your teeth? He's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, oh no, she's getting the ick. She is getting the ick right now. Like she is just like Craig, like hits his knee on a rock. And she's like, I ran into face first, a table flipped it over and I won the game. She's like, she's just so sick of it. I cannot get away from him.
She impresses me. Like I do. I think she has this competitive spirit, this suck it up kind of personality and get the job done. But then I also feel like she's lazy too.
Yeah. Well, and then it was like, so like last week she does that Zoom call that's like in the living room.
Right.
Which is like, I love mini skirts. And he's like, can you laugh at my joke? She's like, I'm sorry, on my corporate call. And I'm like, yeah. See, like, I think that's
a Wi-Fi issue perhaps.
So she doesn't watch What Happens Live. Like that was the quietest place in the house. Like Craig was still sleeping. And I'm like, see, my thing would have been, hey, Craig, I have a meeting at 9. You're going to get up at 9 and go to a different room. Absolutely. That's what's going to happen because I don't think he would have any difference of saying that to her.
Completely.
You know? And I'm like, he's being a monster.
Yeah.
Like, he's being a monster. Like, you know, obviously it's like all this stuff happened with Jess and Luke and everything. And he was the one, you know, to yell at Luke. And I don't feel, it just didn't feel like it was coming from a good place as much as it was like coming from a hate of Luke. And then even, you know, after I felt like that conversation with Jess and Luke was like a really good conversation to play out, to watch and everything. And then after when Luke's talking to Craig and Craig's like, I wore this jersey so that Luke could, you know, know I'm on his side.
This is my peace symbol.
Yeah. And then, you know, Luke's like, I don't love how you like handled that situation. And like Craig cannot handle, like he does not even want to apologize for that. He's just kind of like, well, you did what you did kind of thing. And it's like, we got like 14 days left in this house.
Long time. And so it's like basically the Toms will leave. Lindsay and Carl will come.
Is Olivia coming? Because Austin, you know, for the next episode is kind of going
to
tell.
Asking her to come.
I also find this.
I don't think
very
she shows up.
I find it very interesting, this whole thing, too, because I'm like, how closed is the door with Austin for where it's like, one, it's 17 days. So, Austin, does Olivia want to be on the show? Like, what does she need to come for? Because you want to throw it into Sierra's face. But then, like, does Sierra need to give you approval? I don't know. The whole dynamic between them is just like so weird to me. And I feel bad for Sierra because obviously, like, her and Corey were vibing and now it's Jess and Corey. Where she's like, basically, he denied wanting to sleep with me.
I want Sierra and Corey. I love that.
Yeah. I don't know. And then it's like interesting because the next week it's like Jess is like, you know, feeling left out from the group and calls Paige out. And it's like, are they mean girls? And
I can't wait to see Jess and Lindsay together. We'll be able to tell them apart.
It's like that Spider-Man meme, you know, where they're all like pointing at each other. Like when Tom walks in, he's like, oh, I thought you were Lindsay. Here's also what I don't like. When they walked in, Jess was like, so who are you like friends with here? I'm like, you know who they are.
It's for some reason, I feel like she's never watched a Bravo show.
You think she like doesn't know?
Like, honestly.
You think she like slid into Jason's DMs and was like, do you like crypto?
You guys, I am honestly shocked when I'm in a general conversation and someone's like, oh yeah, I don't watch Bravo. I'm like, wait, what? What do you mean?
You're like, this is so awkward. I have to leave now.
But then I'm like, but you like know who the housewives are, right? Like,
they have to. What do they do? Watch dramas?
There's some people that really don't know one housewife. You know how like they used to have those street gangs and people like on Jay Leno and like they sit outside and ask people random questions?
Like Ross Matthews?
I'd love to do that.
I mean,
who is Ramona Singer?
Oh my God. Or like you hold the picture up and you're like, who is this?
Leaks. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The best is when they do it for like the president and people don't know who it is.
So there's like also like people do like TikToks or reels and they'll be like, my boyfriend doesn't know any pop culture people. And they'll put somebody up and they're like,
yeah,
a Kardashian. And it's like someone completely not like, you know, like it's just,
it's like Kamala Harris.
Yeah. It's like, wait, who is this person? Like I've never seen them before. And you're like,
it's like the vice president.
Well, and it's also like when you know, you're like, how do these people not know?
Right.
I don't understand. Like, what are you guys doing with your lives? Living them?
Yeah. I don't know about that, but
I also love, okay, so Rachel also hard launched a boyfriend this week on Instagram.
I noticed that as well.
I'm very sad because I'm loving this vibe on Jason, but with Jason and her, but what I say, Jason has no game.
I'd agree with that.
But he seems,
I do think he's going to be our March Madness winner this year.
Whoa. I think that he's going to go far.
Or Tom Schwartz.
Okay.
You're saying Tom Sandoval.
I'm not saying anybody. I'm unbiased. I'm here for anybody because listen, there's no right.
You don't
or wrong
win here. Anything.
Oh, I mean, I win because I get to Google the photos.
Look through the pictures.
Yeah. I get to like DM and say, please send me photos. And I'm like, oh, this is nice. And I'm like, I'm always got your best interest. I will put the best photo up. Don't you worry. You know, I'm here for the greater good.
Totally.
Of the jurors. But yeah, I like that she made the first move with Jason. I think it's sad that they aren't together now she seems happy.
You know, I just gotta say, finally gave him a kiss.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, the Arctic Games, I love when like this is silly or like the Saints and Sinners party, because I think that it takes the show's been a little bit dark, that these like silly parties where they just get so ridiculous or like these games, it makes it like lighthearted and fun. And like, that's why we like watch these shows.
You better laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints, because sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Oh, God, I can't wait for choir. On that note, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Salt Lake.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple
skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, we're going to Salt Lake first. Okay, great. Wine. I mean, you brought me in. You brought me in.
What did you think about this opening? Like this Daily World News, a mystery Instagram account. Well, the wild Whitney Rose, did she expose too much? Her husband was fired.
Keep going.
Did Heather lie about Lisa's text? A text exchange regarding Heather's father? All this is new from the Daily News in Salt Lake City.
Okay, so Salt Lake to me,
I don't know what that voice was.
No, it's your old timey voice. It's a Scoops McCallahan. See, extra, extra. I don't know where I'm going. That's a bad accent. Salt Lake City has jumped the shark so far that it's almost a parody of Real Housewives because it's gone so far in like the ridiculousness of like what happens on each episode.
I cannot get over that we are starting a choir. Like, I was like, wait, what? What?
Can I ask a question? Why isn't Heather still a Mormon? She clearly still wants to be a Mormon. Why is she not a Mormon?
I don't think her morals and values, she wants to be a part of a church. I just don't think her morals and values align with
But she still LDS. Literally does everything.
No, she doesn't.
I really feel like she has so many things that I'm like, I have questions about why the marriage ended. I need to know more.
In a higher power, and she loves being a part of a church community, and that's why she's forming her own choir.
Well, what denomination is she singing there?
Well, we had the Star Spangled Banner or whatever.
Yeah. When the Saints go marching in. You got away in a manger.
Oh, where am
I? Wait, I think oh, the yeah, only that time, is not good, Lisa. Bad time, truth is better than a good lie.
The only time John Barlow has put Lisa Barlow down is upon her singing.
Oh, where in the manger?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't give really me another off. Diet Coke. I got
That's really off, Lisa. I mean, I just don't understand. You guys, also, I'm freaking over Heather. She's lost me forever, okay?
I feel like she, you know.
I'm over her and I'm over Whitney.
What's Easter without a him? I'll have him.
Yeah, no, I liked him. He's
what, Corey, the choir director.
I love Corey. He's great. I'm just like, we don't, this, like, a choir. And I mean, there are five people in line and four of them are related to Heather. Jen Shaw is my favorite housewife on this show. Like, Lisa and Jen are the ones I side with on the show. Those are the two. Everyone else, I'm over it.
I mean, the American Idol, like, they have legit people there and no one to try out.
I mean, okay, so then I paused the sign.
Yeah.
And it was like, because I was like, I want to see what this sign is. Like, I know I'm jumping way ahead, but for the day, it was
like, where did they launch this?
So, well, it was a professional choir in SLC. It took place on March 15th.
Okay.
The tryouts. There was, again, seven people. Two were three were friends of Whitney, and then anybody related to Heather. It's just, I mean.
So do you think they got it together by Easter?
No, I don't think it exists. I don't think it exists at all. And then I thought, why do you need a choir? Can't you just go sing with your friends? Like, who are you performing to?
I don't know. A good church song really can uplift you.
But why does that have to be done at Alliance?
I don't know.
Like, why does she need to spend, like, Heather, you can't even get the second place for Beauty Lab and Laser, and yet you're going to have rental space for your fake choir? No.
I am full on in this storyline. I'm obsessed.
I'm done with Heather. I'm done with Heather.
I do think she's a liar.
A huge liar face.
Yeah. We will get there. We will get there.
So then please just read your line for here about Coach Shaw and Jen.
Jen and Coach date night at Alexis Bellino's trampoline park.
Oh my God, sky high.
Like, how many, the amount of things that, even like when Robin's games, this family game this week.
I mean,
like,
why are they making us do this?
We're sitting through watching fucking family games, trampoline parks, and choir tryouts. What? If you told someone, would you watch on TV last night?
Arctic games in Winter House too.
What'd you watch on TV last night? Well, I watched some people at
I watched the Olympics, okay? The Housewife Olympics.
I watched people that couldn't sing try out for a fake choir.
Mm-hmm. And I also, we didn't even get to see the tryouts yet because we have to wait till next week for that. And then it's like so funny too. Like, why is Coach around so much this season? He hasn't been around for the first two seasons at all. He's in every episode now.
I like it. He's going to Dancing with the Stars.
He knew it. And now he's just ruining her. He's like, I'm going to take you to a trampoline park. You're going to bounce on every freaking trampoline. And then we're going to go into the foam pit. We're going to talk about Shaw exposed.
Okay. You know what bothers me so much about these foam pits?
What? How gross they are?
You can tell the people have like clawed at them and they're missing parts.
It's like, it feels too spongy for you.
Really bothers me.
Yeah.
Bothers me.
Yeah.
But also, okay. So she tells Coach Shaw, like, you know, someone made this Shaw exposed account and it's Angie's husband. It's Chris. And I'm like, how did she figure that out? I'm very curious.
I'll tell you
how her lawyer said.
Lisa figured it out because
you're right.
Here's a known secret. Okay. If you do forgot password on Instagram, it will show you an abbreviated version of what the email address is or the phone number.
Oh my God.
Like, it doesn't show you like us.
Wait. Okay. So you could put in the username Shaw Exposed. Then you do forget password and they will show. I know exactly what
you know what
about.
I'm talking about. It doesn't show the email, but it'll be like sending an email, a reset link to this email or whatever. And it's And Chris used his own freaking email and his own freaking phone number. This 52-year-old fat fucking elf on a shelf of a husband.
Did they say this?
So Lisa was tweeting up a storm. Now, look, may I bid Harry Styles? Yeah, there was an intermission in between Ben Harper, which for the millennial here, Ben Harper and Jack Johnson were like my childhood. And seeing Ben Harper open, 5 stars. But there's an intermission. So you bet your ass I was online checking what was going on. And Lisa was on a tweet storm.
Okay, interesting.
Posting photos like the queen she is.
Okay, got it.
You know? Yeah. So then we go. Okay. So then we go over to Lisa's house, right? And Jack, he's not sure. Jack, go to freaking college. Okay.
Jack is frustrating me so much. Jack
watches Gary V. Jack watches Gary V. like motivational videos. And it's like, oh, you don't need to do this. It's like, I'd like to see Jack here. I want this. You send me this fact, Jack. How many people dropped out of college and are CEOs, and how many people dropped out of college and are not?
Facts.
Facts. So show me the facts. Go to college.
He's going to go. I'm confident.
He
better.
And I feel like he'll go to a California school.
Okay.
Or like a U of A.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lisa will go visit him at college like Vicky did and bring Coor Slay and be the cool mom.
Hi.
Surprise him.
Surprise.
Also, Jack, college is so fun. Jack, honestly.
Some people I know had to stay for 5. It was so fun.
You don't even work in college, like, at all.
Okay, some do.
Oh, high school is way harder than college.
Oh, like, class-wise? Oh, I was like,
Oh my gosh. You have so much downtime.
So this is where you grow up. Stay as long as you can. The real world is not that fun.
It's awful. Don't come to it.
Oh my gosh. Don't do it. Stay.
Yeah.
Billy Madison once said, stay as long as you can. Okay. Go to college.
It's so fun.
Go to college. Okay. Sheesh. Don't stop watching those TikToks and those videos. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to put a childproof his phone. I don't like this. Go to college. Okay, so then we go to exhausting Whitney. Now I know. Look, I said first episode I was over. Second episode I was like, okay, I'm back on. By now, I don't even know what episode. I'm over it. I'm done. How is Justin getting let go of her issue?
Well, even like Whitney, her description of the story, she's like, it was a Monday. I just dropped off the kids at school. I was super overwhelmed. I just like.
Sitting in her car in the driveway,
like, crying. Justin comes over, tap taps, and she's like, "Oh,
Justin, I'm overwhelmed
to drop off the kids."
He's like, "Well, I just got fired."
I was like, "Oh, you win."
She's also, like, but the kids.
They buy some Kleenex. They need to buy Kleenex
paper towels.
They always have to have paper towels for the tears.
It's like, Bronnie, I'll send them a Kleenex. I mean, it's like Candace has plenty. Call her.
Cryangles.
She can ship them to you. Okay. And then, so then he's like telling us, he's like, you know, I want to post because a lot of people are asking me what's going on. So he's saying like, you know, I chose you. You chose me. I'll miss the past 7 years. You know, he's letting it out. He's like, and then I end it with 3 hearts.
I thought there's 3 hearts, like Whitney and then the 2 kids.
Oh, because he's choosing his family first. I just thought he was just being sentimental. Maybe.
Oh, I think that was like.
But he has other kids.
My 3 hearts. Oh, awkward.
He has older kids.
Awkward. Okay. Then I was trying to think what other house husbands have lost their jobs because
I love that she's making it about her. She's like, because you want to be intimate with your wife. And I'm like, okay, I've got a few theories here. Yeah, if you are a C-suite like level, you're a CEO, you're a CMO,
he knows he's the chief sales officer of Life Vantage. That was his job.
There's rumors that one, it's an MLM. So legal drama that is driven around Jen Shah. Do they maybe not want anybody to look into their financials? Is it kind of putting it on the spot? Is it very like a very much Mormon heavy of a company and the things that are happening on screen are not? I mean, look. We had to sit through that Lady Gaga paint thing, okay? It was not great.
Love is art.
And she's like, I'm proud of us for that. I'm like, stop it. She's like, they're suppressing me.
It's like, they're shaming me for the woman I am.
It's like, no, none of us asked for this. None of us asked for this. She's like, because I'm a woman, they're suppressing me.
She was making it a little bit too much about herself.
How about like, hey, Justin, it's going to be okay. She's like, do I have to sell my purses? How am I going to pay for the kids' soccer?
I'd imagine they can get a lawsuit for this.
Why?
You can be fired at will. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you could get some money out of this.
There could be a conflict of interest. Maybe LifeVantage. I don't really know what LifeVantage is, but maybe there's some sort of conflict of interest with Wild Rose Beauty.
But wait, let's go back. And so what came to mind was like Rick Leventhal, Kelly Dodd's husband. Okay. He got let go from Fox News because of her, I feel like. Or they're talking to each other.
Joe Giudice got arrested and deported from basically being on Housewives.
Yeah.
For his shady shit. I can't think that fast on my toes today.
It made me think about like, this is, I don't even know. Never mind.
Russell. I'm on. Oh, Russell. Yeah. I think there was stuff with that, with the show and everything. Yeah. I mean, look, if you have skeletons, they will be found.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just trying to think of anyone else.
I'm sure that there's a few people. We'll get some messages, I'm sure, which will be helpful. Then we got to go over to Beauty Lab and Laser. And it is a controversial thing. And I think I've said it before. I would never get my work done at Beauty Lab and Laser.
I don't know about their work. What are they really doing? Just Botox?
Well, it's just when I see some people that work there, I don't want to get work done from there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? They'll just go down the street because you need that instant gratification. And Beauty Lab and Laser needs to open a second store so they can get that going.
Mm-hmm. You know, good for Heather. She should open another store. I do think she took on... This is like a little bit of burning the candle at both ends, right? Like you get this fame from this housewife. You got to take advantage of it right now. A lot of people that already have businesses expand it, but then it's like, oh, hey, this book deal comes around to her. She's like, obviously I have to capitalize. Do I think she should have waited? I do. But
did the book actually come out?
It has not come out yet.
Yeah.
That's pre-order.
Interesting. See, I think this is interesting because we're not even in summer.
What do you mean? We're in March there.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It's still not even out.
Oh.
Because she's having a crisis of conscience. And I bet the book's not interesting because she doesn't want to lose her family.
This is what I'm sick of. Either
she's living in both worlds.
Well, it's just like, she's like, well, then I rewrite it. It's like, then don't write the book because if you can't be your honest self, like she's so concerned with all of this, like stuff.
That's what the church is doing to her. I feel like it's a lot.
No, it's first off, it's Lisa Barlow that's doing it to her, okay? Because Lisa, first off, I'm on Lisa's side about this too.
This was kind of not confusing.
I'll tell you now.
Okay.
I looked it up. So they were filming as the reunion was airing. So March 13th was the last part of the reunion, okay? Episode 3 or part 3 of the Salt Lake City reunion was on March 13th, okay?
Okay.
Now, if we know that the choir tryout was March 17th. March 15th. Okay?
Okay.
So in this, so that must have aired and it is either the third part or maybe it's the second part, which was March 6th, right?
This is actually kind of fascinating to know that like it just had aired and then they go to this choir practice. That is interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Because remember, if you guys remember, like they had to start filming like immediately because Jen's trial was supposed to start.
Right.
So the camera started rolling like immediately. Like before, I remember Jenny. She was still part of this cast at the point until all that stuff came out. And then all of a sudden she was like cut. Right. So all the stuff of the reunion is airing. So like in real time, they are tweeting about what's happening while also filming. This was a thing that happened in New Jersey too. I don't know. Like, remember when like Jacqueline didn't show up to a reunion because something had happened with filming?
Yes.
And she was like very pregnant at the time.
Yes.
Wow. I honestly cannot remember what I had for lunch today.
It's okay.
But I can remember this. It's just
I had chicken.
Okay. I'm just saying like, the things that are stored in my memory. So Lisa basically tweets out. Now, do I think she should have tweeted the obituary? No. But But what she was trying to show is the proof of, hey, Heather's dad passed this day. I literally texted her because this was blown up right at the reunion where Lisa's saying, like, I did not text you after the fact. I texted you before. So it's like Heather basically lies about Lisa. Lisa calls it out. And now Lisa has put a wedge in between Heather and her family.
I think it comes down to, I think Lisa Barlow was coming from a good place and was just saying, like, I hope your dad is feeling better.
Right.
She literally, the dad's never going to feel better. He's on the way out.
He's coming home from hospice.
It's super sad.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we even know about this?
Because Heather said it on the reunion. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's like, Heather, you were the one that brought
and
up the-
Lisa Barlow only cares about Lisa Barlow. And I wanted her to be in my choir.
And now, again,
now Whitney, my cousins don't want to be in my life. She has lost me forever.
It's like, so Whitney has lost Heather forever. Now Lisa has. But yet the one who scammed the elderly, not lost. Still found. Okay, then we go to yoga with Whitney and Lisa. Lisa's literally cracking up. She's like, Whitney keeps making me do yoga. I'd rather do shopping or fine dining. Those are the only two options for Lisa.
Or Taco Bell.
Like, you know, she's, and look, Lisa's a smart one. She's like, I'm not giving her anything about what happened with Justin. She doesn't need my opinion on that.
Then, well, Whitney, and also Whitney was being cryptic about it.
I can't talk about it.
It was bizarre.
Maybe there is a lawsuit. We don't know about it. So that's why she can't talk about it.
There was something cryptic there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, so she's like, you know, Lisa, what's up with you? She's like, oh, so Heather is calling me a liar and I defended myself.
And I'm showing up at that American Idol contest.
Yep. I'm going to show up there. You know, she's like, should I have called her? Yes, probably. But it's like so funny because they can't break the fourth wall either. Right. Like sometimes they can say reunion, sometimes they can't. So like when they're all in LA, they're all visiting LA, you know, to film the reunion. And it's like, yeah, but if she called Heather, like they always have to defend themselves publicly, you know, to take it on. And so then Whitney says something and she's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the audition. And Whitney's like, yep. And that's why I'm biting my lip. And I'm like, tongue. The saying is biting my tongue. Like biting my lip is like being sexy.
Being sexy.
Like demure. Like, hello. It's like Whitney's like, yep, I'm biting my lip.
I wish you guys could see me trying to bite my lip.
It's so sexy.
Sexy. It's so not sexy.
What do they do?
Oh, like God. That? Yeah. Like, I feel like Carrie Bradshaw used to do it.
Oh, she did. Or she'd like put, Carrie would put her two fingers in her mouth, like her thumb and her forefinger often. Like,
Or like Samantha Jones would.
Okay. I'm going to fuck you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Then we go to this trauma bonding dinner.
Oh my God. Okay. I was like, oh no, we have to watch Meredith and Seth at date night. Like, fuck, what weird, creepy shit is he going to say?
Don't touch my taint, Meredith.
We watched you guys. Next week is the bathtub. No, of course bathtub, they did the bathtub.
Sex.
They are literally like, how can we? They're bizarre. Okay. Angie shows up and I was like,
oh God.
Me again?
Meredith's like, I don't really know her, but we both hate Lisa. Let's have dinner. Angie's like, we are trauma bonded. I'm like, Angie, you started it. You did the caterer thing so you could get on the show.
It's so desperate.
Okay.
I do love her.
I do love the leather dress though.
No, she's cute. I mean, she's Sarah Paulson.
I thought the leather dress was a good look.
Yeah, she's cute. And then she's like, I have never said she did sexual favors for a loan or jazz ticket.
Very specific. So I'm like, so what has she done sexual favors?
I'm like, what's the loan?
Yeah. Like the loan is new.
Yeah.
But like, did you say for Vita Tequila to be in the state liquor stores? Because you're very specific about the two things you did not mention her giving beaches for.
I mean, Whitney and I, we've talked about like the investments in Vita, but like never for sexual favors. I would never say that.
Wait, so then really interesting too, because on Watch What Happens Live, first off, Andy was like over Meredith.
Oh, she's like, I am lawyer. Just disengaging. She is making her own coffin. Her and Seth
are making her own coffin.
Are burying herself.
Bite your mouth.
But burying, going, What's that saying?
Yeah, making her own bed. Making her own bed and laying in.
I was laying in a coffin, yeah. Coffin.
Nailing the...
Yeah.
But you know what? She's digging herself.
She's digging herself a grave.
A mud bath. With Seth. Okay.
And taint touches.
Whatever the saying is.
Yeah. But then, okay, so like on Watch What Happens Live, though, so Andy's like, so you had heard the rumor. She's like, I mean, I never said they were sexual. It could have been a social media post. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So now we're talking about sponsorships and paid partnerships. Like, that is an entire industry of influencer marketing.
Don't talk to us like we are like on a trial.
Yeah,
talk to us.
Don't
like
try to gaslight us.
And also just be yourself. You are not being yourself.
Be yourself. Be yourself. Yeah. Be yourself. You know what? That's a great holiday movie.
Oh my God. Just Friends.
Oh, it's so
forgiveness
good.
is more than saying okay,
sorry.
We have to stop. People are going to die. Okay. And then, okay.
They really did die.
Angie's husband's like, so I see John at the Jazz game and John just said, get the fuck away from me. And I was like, John, what's the problem?
John, like, it's me, the fat fucking elf on a shelf of a husband. Do you not recognize me? I'm out of costume.
And Seth is like, that's really out of character. John said that. And then Chris is like, well,
first off, do you think John said that?
Yes.
People are like, I can't believe John would say that. I'm like, I hope he, I could love totally that he said that.
It's powerful when you are a person that isn't controversial and doesn't swear.
He
and
also
then when
is
you
not,
do it,
yes.
People are scared of you.
And he's not. And I feel like he didn't say it with a temper. I feel like he just looked at him, gave him a look and was like, get the fuck away from me.
Absolutely.
No raised voice, no nothing. Yeah. But just said it with, like you said, like assertion and conviction.
Yeah.
That John Barlow.
And then Chris Harrington, he's like, what if John Barlow wins March Madness? Anyways. Okay.
Wait, I love when Chris is like, okay, so judge me later for this.
I'm like, Angie, 52.
Wait, Angie throws him under the bus and goes, well, Chris, do you think that could there be some issues because of like what happened on the Instagram? Or he's like, okay, guys, don't judge me. Please go ahead.
He admits to creating the fake account, but he was defending his wife on social media.
Why did he defend it from his regular handle?
Also, it's clear that they couldn't lie about this account.
Well,
like,
obviously
they're
she
definitely
did it. Like Angie
on
made
the
it.
Sword.
Like,
Angie, if they would sit in bed together and comment back.
Oh, God. They cackle like hyenas in that bed, being like, look at the comment I just posted about Catergate.
Right. They each, I mean, they're so, that's a problem. Like, they're just so thirsty. I really
Desperado.
Automatically hate them. Yeah.
Yes.
And then what was this comment that Meredith says Lisa is doing the same thing?
Like creating fake accounts?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even care if she is because she's already a housewife and she's holding that snowflake baby. And what are you holding? A fat fucking elf on a shelf, Angie.
But Meredith is saying this.
Because Meredith's also doing it. I feel like they all do it. Like people are all
I don't
trolls.
Like that.
What? The no. Fake accounts? No, I agree. It's also like, just do it from your regular account.
Right. Have some balls.
I don't know that Lisa's doing that. But I could also see all of them doing that. But like, Shaw no. exposed. And then when they're like, when Jen Shaw, I know I'm skipping ahead, but when Jen Shaw is basically like, so then I like asked like, why did they make that? And they're like, because it was available.
Also, we just go over to Jen Shaw's house, this alien theme party. Heather is literally looking at the blow up doll where you blow it because she's hoping it's not in the penis. Like, what? Who thinks like that?
First up, also, Heather, we get it. You love a label. This and okay, something that's been driving me nuts on Potomac too. And then they do it like on like Orange County or like randomly. Dorit does this. When you buy a t-shirt with like a label, it's like Givenchy. Balmain Givenchy. Or Givenchy or yeah, Givenchy, or it's like, you know, whatever, Gucci. Versace, whatever it is. It's like that is a fake. You bought that on like an Etsy. You bought that on Amazon.com. Nobody is buying t-shirts with the labels like that.
Oh, I think they do because they can write it off because they wore it on the show.
I know what I'm trying, like, I'm saying like the t-shirts. I think Heather is doing a Rent the Runway 100%. Heather does not own any of this stuff. She never even owned a designer bag. And now every scene she has a different designer. A liar.
I liked Heather's blue look. And I didn't like this colorful dress, but I think she looks good.
It's just, again, she's what the Potomac women do. They're all going to different events. Jen Shaw's in literal loungewear knit dress, and Heather's like coming to the nines for an alien party. Did Heather already know about the Shaw?
Absolutely.
She's like, what?
Oh, absolutely.
And like, I feel like Jen, though, did like believed her that she was like, no, she didn't know.
Heather is acting so dumb, and I couldn't stand it. And she's like, well, be aware of Angie and what is going on. And Heather's like, well, what are you going to do? And I love that Jen threw it back. She goes, I was going to ask you the same thing. What are you going to do? Because you're hanging out with trash.
Well, it's also like, yeah, I was going to say, just pick the trash. Maybe like Jen's more recyclable. I don't know. But also, like, Heather's like, oh, Angie must not have told me because she knows I'm friends with you. It's like, no, Angie didn't tell you because she didn't want to have to tell anybody until she was discovered.
Also, okay? She literally, Jen talked to Chris Harrington and he admits to setting up the account and also already apologizes. Like, this is wild.
Like, what the I hell is happening?
They didn't lie about it. I cannot believe.
Well, they did. Angie did. And then Chris, and then she basically made Chris like, oh, I had no idea Chris would do something like that. That's so crazy. So crazy. It's something that drives me nuts. Sorry. This is another thing. Heather has her hair part in the middle. She has this tape and extension that is so close to her part that you can see it through her hair. And it drives me nuts when I can see the tape and part of extensions. And maybe that's just from doing hair for so long. It drives me nuts.
I didn't notice.
A lot of the OC women do this too.
I understand.
That's like my bitch eating crackers over here, but like, sorry.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Then we get to the American Idol event of the year. There's five people. Four of them are related to Heather and Meredith.
I also love that Jen does not. She walks up with her box. She's in that pink suit. She doesn't even say hi to the friends of.
And then Meredith's like, oh, you're wearing my color. I got just like this Ramona Bloom moment.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
I'm like, hot pink?
Shaw singing Amazing Grace.
Yeah, she walks in with the box.
Nobody sang the Star Single Banner ever. No.
No, that's okay. they might next week. We don't know.
Well, Shaw is Ryan Seacrest. Meredith is the assistant. And Angie is here. And next week's going to be fire.
Also, okay, when Angie and Whitney are practicing, I've never seen, like, Angie, we get it. Like, you're clearly a dancer. Like, I feel like she was, like, with her hands, like, pot of beret, kickball change. Like, hey, guys, I dance.
Also, it bothers me that why is Whitney doing it with Angie?
Why are Heather and Whitney still friends with Angie?
And also, if Whitney and Heather are in a fight, why would Whitney come?
The whole thing doesn't make sense. Because you know what? Whitney will not be suppressed. She will sing and dance her heart out. And you can't tell her no. You know what? She's got to put food on the table now because he doesn't have a job.
I know. And they now can't even afford Kleenex.
I'm also like, Whitney, you remember when you made him spend $100 or $1 million last year on your rebrand? Where are the products?
Apparently they were at BravoCon.
Oh. I hope that they sold them. Okay, Shaw, anything else for Salt Lake City? Now, listen, this is why Jen Shaw is such a good freaking housewife, because I am ready for next Wednesday already. Give it to me now.
Okay.
That's all. Shall we take a quick break and come back with Potomac?
Yes.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And we're back. And also, guys, I just want to say, Halloween, I had a few drinks. a few would be an understatement. But because I had a few drinks, I knew what to take in my pocket, and that was morning recovery.
Yeah, girl.
I drink that sucker on the way to the bars, and I felt fine and fresh as a daisy on the Sunday. You guys can go to morelabs.com/TJG, get 20% off. Don't forget about the Dreamwell and the Liquid Focus that is liquid Adderall, and you can buzz around your place and get shit done. morelabs.com/TJG.
I mean, honestly, I hope when they go public that you have equity.
Honestly, morning recovery, you deserve it. But you saved my life day after day after
day. That is the equity living.
Time after time after time.
You know, like when in doubt, like you're like, oh no, not going to be a good morning. You're like, chug it.
It's honestly, it's almost scary because you're like, I could do a lot of naughty things the night before. Like you're kind of like, maybe I need a punishment.
Speaking of naughty, Bravo must have heard the uproar about going 3 episodes with no freaking tagline.
Right.
And finally, those naughty boys and girls over there gave us the taglines.
Okay. Giselle. I'm pretty, petty, and always sitting on ready. I don't get the sitting on ready.
I don't know.
Okay.
Word on the street. I'm still petty. That's what it should have just been. You know?
I like that. Yeah.
Ashley Darby. You may think you know my story, but there's always a plot twist. Also, I don't know my own story. That's an added on. I'm saying I don't think she has any. I have a new theory after this week. We'll get there, though.
Oh, about Michael. She wanted a third child and he said no.
No,
he left got a vasectomy.
He left her. She just didn't leave him.
Okay.
And she's trying to save it still.
Oh, sure. That's a good theory.
Okay.
Robin, when it comes to the truth, I always arrive on time. That's good.
Yeah. Candace, my vocals are clean, but my reads are for filth.
Okay. What does that mean?
Like she sings well,
reads the lines bad.
No, like I give you reads. Like I like talk shit to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on. The library is open.
Yeah.
Like it's a playoff of her one from previous year, which is also a playoff of RuPaul, but whatever. That's besides the point. I like Candace this year.
I may not remember everything, but I'll never forget. Me.
No.
This is pretty much like a Dorit line.
Redo it again. You said all
I may not remember everything, but you'll never. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. I may not remember everything, but you'll never forget me.
Mia's like, so I'm a total liar, but I'm pretty.
Kristen.
Okay. Wendy's is, I'm a Nigerian queen with no time for mean. And everyone was like, I thought she said no time for me, which also tracks this season for her.
Okay. This one's good. Karen, just like a 3-wick, I burn slow and never waver.
So it also sounded like 3-way, freeway. It was like, it didn't make, like, why didn't she say just like a 3-wick candle? Why couldn't she add candle? It wouldn't have thrown it off. I think my favorites are Robin, Candace, and Mia's.
I mean, Robin's is perfection.
Robin's is great. Mia's is just so, because she's just like, yeah, I'm messy.
Yeah. I enjoy watching Mia.
I mean,
She's messy.
Yeah, because she's messy. Yeah. So we open with, you know, we're talking, we've got Eddie, which he could be a March Madness contender. I love Eddie.
I feel bad for Wendy.
Me too.
I feel like she honestly, like, no one is letting her into the group. And then I feel like she's really trying to like latch. She honestly, I think she has these three kids and she knows she's really smart. She has all these degrees and she has the education, but like, it's not because that's what she wanted to do. It's because her mom pushed her to do it. And like, she's seriously trying to find herself in like, what's her thing in this world. And mm-hmm. It's like, honestly sad to watch.
I feel sad for her because you're so like totally right. Like, she doesn't really have an ally on this cast. Like, she has Candace, but Candace has like has no time for this because she's dealing with the Chris nonsense that they're bringing up this season. And it's like, I do not like Robin and Giselle are doing this where they're trying to ice Wendy out. Like, this whole game thing is such bullshit. And then to tell her, Robin says this, which pisses me off. I have beef with Wendy, but I don't have beef with her kids. I'm like, oh, you don't have beef with like a 10, 6 and 4-year-old Robin? Oh, okay, great. Like, what
also, the hell? Okay. Robin's trying to play the good guy and saying, okay, Auntie Candace will bring her kids.
Like, what? And no, I would never let my kids do that. I don't even have kids.
Well, yeah. Why would you let your kids go to somewhere where the person hates you? Yeah, that's like insane. And second of all, like
Robin, no. You don't win any part of this.
Like, no, that was a bad idea.
Bad.
Like, also, be the bigger person and just invite everyone to family fun day. Also
the families weren't even there.
Also, have someone organize family fun day for you, because why was it in a park? It should have been in your backyard. Your own fake husband didn't want to come.
Yeah.
I like you, Robin, but I was pissed.
Yeah.
There is no organization. The food was flying.
The red tablecloth didn't even fit on the table. You can't bring some tape to tape them underneath the table to hold them tight there.
Then you invited people that don't even have family.
Like, Giselle only brings Grace.
And then Karen shows up alone.
Karen shows up alone. Candace
shows up late. Like,
anyways, Ashley brings John C. Reilly and Michael Jr. Guys, I like convinced that Dean looks just like John C. Reilly. He's so cute, but does he not look like John C. Reilly?
I will never get this out of my head.
I think Dean is so cute, but I cannot get the image of John C. Reilly out of my head.
You're right. Wow.
Like, I thought this on the premiere, and I was like, are you allowed to say that? I don't know. He just reminds me of John C. Reilly. Mm-hmm. And now I guess I've talked about it too long, so I have to move on. But like, she brings them, you know, there's like, you're right. The only person that brought her entire family was Jacqueline and her PP, her parenting partner and their kids, and Mia and G, who's like, what the hell am I doing here?
Which I did not like that conversation in the car in front of the kids.
Weird. It was like, she's like, look, this is like when I was little, I thought it was Disney World too. It's the Mormon church. So let's talk about my mom and her stunted growth and drugs. Like, wait, the segue is wild.
I do see the stunted growth thing, mm-hmm. and I feel like I like that, you know, Mia recognizes, you know, she has a disease, but I just didn't think we needed to talk about this in front of their children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So back to the Wendy and Eddie conversation, right? Sorry. I know I jumped ahead so much. But so they're talking about this restaurant. Eddie's like, he's like saying what we're all saying, like, could you just pick one thing?
Yeah.
He's like, with this money, $300K? Like, what? No. Like, what about the one wick candle from last season? That's gone. I do like that they all call Ashley TikTok Ashley.
I do. She's a TikTok star and she can move that body.
Yeah.
She looks great.
She does. I want to move on to like.
Wait. Then yeah. Eddie's like, oh, so they're trying to get Chris?
Yeah.
I just like love the way that he like blatantly said, he's like, oh, so they're going after
like, oh, it's his turn because they tried to come after me last season. But this season it's Chris's turn. I also like too when she's like, yeah, she's talking about game day. He's like, oh, what? So just like fuck them kids.
Yeah.
It's like, says it right in front of Cameron. And it's like, oh, Eddie does not mess around. I love Eddie so much. I love him. Yeah. So then we go over to Karen's house. She claims she's allergic to chicken, but I'm not believing this.
The dirty bird.
She doesn't want to eat traumatic chicken.
I had chicken for lunch today, and the first thing that came to my mind was Dirty Bird.
So I need to talk too about this relationship with Raven. I feel like when Karen's like, okay, Raven, I'm going to FaceTime you. We're going to be on film.
Raven goes and gets her makeup done. She goes to like the MAC counter at like Nordstrom's, gets her makeup done. Like, she comes like home, she sets up a ring light. Yeah, she sets up a ring light. She's got the tripod for her iPhone. And then she's like basically is like acting like she's on an interview when she talks to her mom.
But how did she get into the Met Gala?
Okay. I think she's like a PR intern or something and was like attending the event.
That's now, awesome.
Still awesome, but I don't I'm going to go out on a limb and say she was not an invited guest because she's wearing black. And like I used to work in PR and I feel like when you go to those events, a lot of times, like when you have to dress up for it, you like choose black because you don't like stand out
in the background.
This is literally based off of absolutely nothing except for a 2 second video that we were shown on the TV.
Got it.
So
she's not wearing Candace's red confessional look, which I am obsessed with. It's like Little Red Riding Hood meets Whitney Houston.
I don't love it.
Bodyguard.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
And I'm obsessed.
So then we go over to Ashley's house and Ashley has her publicist, but just like her really good friend come over and she wants to put out a statement. She's thinking about putting out a statement maybe sometime in April. Maybe
the week of April, next week
before Mother's Day.
Well, she's like, we got to do it because we're going to get those strip club pics any moment of him in the T and the A, the titty and the ass. Mm-hmm. And so we got to get ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Her statement was good, though.
She didn't put three heart emojis with it, though. So it fell flat for me.
Right. But I thought she was like, almost 8 years ago, we decided to separate. And there's no one reason. I thought she had a great statement overall.
But the pauses of the statement as it was being read, you were like dying. Because she'd read a statement, they'd pause it.
Montage of this is one of the most brilliant pieces of television I've ever watched. Michael Darby talking to Juan.
Cheers to Vegas. Like, all of laughs.
His like blogs of him in hotel rooms with other women.
Threatening to close down Oz, which is like, oh, you must predict the future because it closed very quickly after that.
It's pretty amazing. Just,
it was great.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay. Then we had, the game day, I don't care.
It was uneventful and it felt really long.
Now, I did love parts of it though. I love when Charisse showed up and Karen was like, oops, I have a respiratory issue and I need my Z-Pak. Z-Pak is an antibiotic.
She starts putting on a mask. She shows up and says there's allergies. The allergies isn't out. So as soon as she saw her, can you help me get to the car?
She like her like holding her arms up and breathing. Like, okay, yeah, I just need a Z-Pak. I'm like, okay, Karen. And then she's like, she doesn't like me. I have that effect on people. Then Candace shows up and everyone's saying hi. And Giselle says hi to her. And she's like, hi, Grace. And Giselle's like, I can't believe Candace wouldn't say hi to me. I'm like, the first episode, you wouldn't even let Wendy give you a hug.
And you're literally trying to take down her husband for making you feel uncomfortable. And you won't even die on that sword.
I mean, when she was
you Candace, keep on just saying it and we can't take away your feelings. So.
Wait, Candace was really cracking me up, though, when she was like, she can kiss my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Candace had some pretty funny one liners. Also, when she was like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to call Wendy and ask if I can take her to her kids to family day. And she'll tell me to go to hell. And then she'll tell Robin to go to the hell right under that. And I felt so sad for her, too. So she had to stop the IVF, like her egg retrieval process, because, you know, she mentioned last week, too, that it wasn't going well. I just felt so sad for her. She's clearly like in a very vulnerable place. Like, I mean, you're literally
affect you.
Totally.
In that process.
100%. It's like, and then you guys are going after, like, they're just for, you know, Giselle for naming her daughter this should give people grace. Okay.
Mm,
yeah.
Grace is the cutest name. Mm-hmm. Love that name. But Ashley, you know, she's sprinkling baby dust, putting it in her journal for Candace.
So which is like, this friendship is short-lived, as we'll find out next week. But then,
let's go back to the vasectomy.
Ashley being basically like, we're like, Jacqueline's like, I don't understand why you guys are divorcing. She said, Michael wants threesomes.
Right.
And I don't want that anymore.
Jacqueline's like, well, my husband wanted that all the time too.
Also, like, Mike, come around. I know you're just a PP here, but like, could you come around a little bit more? Yeah, hot.
you got a chance if you're into threesomes. To each their own, you know?
I'm like, where do I draw the line? What's guaranteed for me if I'm into it? She's like, yeah, well, today's been kind of hard for me because Michael got a vasectomy.
And this is what led me to believe that I'm like, oh, this is all him.
Yeah. I agree with this. Yeah.
When she was like, basically like, we'll never have another, like they're like, why did he get a vasectomy? Mia was cracking me up. She's like, he does not want any illegitimate children. And she's like, cause he thinks I want another baby. I'm like, oh, how many coochie cravings are you getting?
I know.
Like, how many cravings are there?
Apparently a lot. Tons, thousands, hundreds. Enough to never have to close the door.
Yeah.
Well, Michael's the type, though, that he would get the vasectomy and still be able to get someone pregnant. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's his luck. I honestly, you hear about those every once in a blue moon, like the IUD babies.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think Darby sperm could.
It's that powerful?
In more John C. Reilly's.
I mean,
are we gonna get in trouble? I'm scared.
No, I think Dean is so freaking cute, but I also think he looks just like John C. Reilly. That's it. Like, that's the thing. Okay, so then Ashley, we're like in this neighborhood, and Ashley's literally just going around cul-de-sacs. She's going up and down the streets of this neighborhood. I'm like, what is this scene?
I honestly do this too when I'm in an intense conversation and I'm close to my house. I don't want to get out of the car, so I just keep driving.
Why don't you just park at your house?
It doesn't. I want the motion of the car. It's a, like, feel. Settle
okay.
me.
Okay. But she's like, someone leaked it to the press. And I was thinking at first, I'm like, oh, well, Ashley leaked it to the press, is playing dumb. But then she's like, if I can leak that my booty hole is broken, I should be able to leak this. I'm like, oh, she didn't do it. Okay. Michael's on top of it. He did it. He's gaining back the power. Ashley thought she had the power. She was controlling the situation. He's like, nope.
No. So that's why he just like blocked. Did he block her?
He blocked her.
Well, he went to Vegas.
14 hours after he got a vasectomy, and they said 14 hours later and she's driving and he's on his way to Vegas. He's like, you can ice your balls on the plane.
And then she also really wants to protect him. Like, they're demonizing Michael, and Ashley doesn't want that.
Well, because she wants the money.
Yeah, but she's going to get the money. The prenup is already null.
I don't know.
There's something very strange going on in the background.
We're not getting the full story.
Yeah, and that's why these women keep pressing. Like, why are you getting the divorce?
Mm-hmm. They're buying a house together. They know, but like,
it's because she doesn't want it. She doesn't want it. She's happy with it. But she doesn't want threesomes.
And that's fine. But, you know, he asked for it in December. It's April. So I'm like, when did he leave? December?
It's fascinating.
And I don't think she's bought a house yet, because I feel like the other week I saw her still posting from that apartment that's like featured on the show. So okay. I'm curious. I mean, I just love it. It's like, I almost feel like when you watch like a season one of a housewife show to like now, it's just evolved so much. And I have to say, I enjoyed this episode with there being less Giselle.
I'd agree with that. I also would say I felt like this week was like a filler episode, yeah. But then I just had so much fun talking about it.
Yeah. But next week like looks a little crazy, right? So we're going, it looks like
they're feeding us before Thanksgiving. Yeah. Stuffing the turkeys.
It looks like Wendy is hosting an event maybe at a winery or something. But like, so why is Robin people, like, getting so mad at her?
It's like passing up their grievances.
Oh, the burn party. Yeah. I'm ready. I also wanted to say too, because Robin goes about to go talk about the prenup and ask about infidelity. And she's put these blonde pieces in her hair. And I love it.
I love so Robin. Pretty.
Yeah. I don't like when she's mean to Wendy, though. She needs to stop that. No icing people out. And you know what we should do? Here's the thing. If you're going to hold a grudge from the previous season, a la like Salt Lake City and like your poser husband and poser, a family who poses. Okay, fine. But you don't get to ice people out. Like the whole thing with Wendy, I'm like, wait, so we're literally, this argument is still because you guys tried to out her like you tried to make it seem like Eddie was cheating. And then because she got some work done to feel more confident about herself, which maybe gave her more confidence in the way she presents herself, that also pissed you off. And that's what you guys are mad about. Like, I don't know what this, why we're mad at Wendy.
But this also, like, I feel like we've seen this in Orange County, how icing people out doesn't actually work.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And creating teams.
We don't like
where
that.
Everything is so divided that it's just like not fun.
Knock it off.
Let's have some fun. Where is the cast trip?
I don't know.
Okay.
It has to be coming up soon, though. We're only on episode. This is only episode 4. Now, granted, it's all like went straight like to Scottsdale because we didn't know how much time we had for Jen.
I feel like that's the new thing, too. Like, they kind of do a small overnight trip for maybe like 48 this trip hours. Next,
maybe this
and then
burn,
they do a big.
Maybe this yeah, maybe they'll trip announce is, a trip. Yeah. I mean, I'm ready. I love a vacay.
Me too.
Anything Guys, else?
So much fun. Look for us early next week for something special with a hot person.
It's me. I'm the hot person. It's just a one-on-one.
There's a three-way.
Oh, on that note, have a great weekend.